Shedding Shackles is sponsored by Roland Trujillo.
All emotion is a compensation. When we doubt what we know in our heart, or when we seek to move on our own apart from God, such as when we move hastily, ambitiously, or angrily, we fall away from the domain of faith and love. And any energy to move after we have fallen away from faith, fallen away from our connection with the domain of God and His right way, then any energy is not going to come from Him. It must come from below as a compensation for what we lost from above. So there you have it.
Welcome to Shedding Shackles. Today's topic is Don't Fall Spiritually Asleep. And now, here's your Shedding Shackles host, Roland Trujillo.
Hi everyone, welcome. Today I'm stopping by for an informal chat. And I just want to see if I can enlighten you about something and disabuse you of a wrong idea that's held by people. It is universally, almost universally thought that emotions are a good thing. It is thought that when you have emotion, you're really living. And so the life of excitement, the life of passion is what's really, really living. And most of us feel that way, don't we? We do. When we're younger, we get excited at ball games and excited at birthday parties, and we're unhappy when we're not selected to go to the prom. And so we think that's really living. And it is for a while. In other words, when we're born, we're little egos. We have to grow and we have to react to things and have things react to us. And emotions is all we know. But as people get older and wiser and more mature, they start to set aside emotions. In fact, we know that people who are more mature are less emotional. They're calmer, more stable. You can trust them to have a steady hand when everybody else is getting all excited and out of control. We look to the person who is calm. And we want our airline pilot to be calm. We want our dad to be calm. And when people are not calm, when they're totally agitated, then it can be scary or disturbing, can't it? We can be frightened when we see somebody that's totally out of control. We're frightened for them or even frightened for ourselves. So yeah, we do know that excessive emotion is not good. And we know that calm is good. But the reality is that most of us, when we don't feel emotion, we feel like we're missing out on life. And so that's kind of universally felt. And movies and sporting events and parties and music extravaganzas and all this, you know, they're all kind of built upon trying to get us to be emotional, aren't they? And when we are emotional, we feel like we've really, really lived. We go to a party and say, wow, it was really exciting. But if you went to a party and it was boring, then you would come home and say, well, it was boring, meaning that it was kind of no good. But if it's exciting, then it's good. Okay, so that's the universally held view of things. But I want to say that all emotion is a compensation. Yeah, they're normal for as we're born, first of earth and later of spirit. But there comes a time when we have to lay down the emotional life and pick up the spiritual life. There is a spiritual life. There's a way of living and moving and having your being that is fulfilling, rewarding, and full of adventure and filled with with a higher kind of emotion. Joy, awe, wonder, delight, true compassion, and so on. So now let's talk about it for just a moment.
Hi, my name is Andrew. You're listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo. Roland brings old-time religion to life as he talks about repentance and turning back to God. Roland makes a new program every week just for the radio listener. So be sure to take advantage of this special resource. Roland wants you to know that Shedding Shackles is easy to find at your favorite podcast place. Roland says that since his program is only on the radio once or twice a week, you really should check out the podcast so you can listen again. Thanks and blessings.
I want to keep it very simple, and I think the best way I can keep it simple is just by reading you what I just wrote. I'm working on a new book, and I was writing about emotion. And I said that all emotion is a compensation. You know what a compensation is. You know how when somebody is kind of lacking in one area of their life, they compensate by doing extra in some other area. That's a compensation. Well, I'm going to read you what I wrote, and I may pause along the way to comment as I read if something comes to me, but here it is. All emotion is compensation. The original way of living for human beings was by faith. Faith is a connection of love and trust with God and His right way. The energy to move is love, the assist factor for faith. This energy comes from God and is an extension of Him. And thus, it is infinitely grounded in Him. I'm speaking about this love energy, which is the assist factor for faith. So this love energy is continuous and never fails. It is never-ending love from Him, and that is why when faced with opposition, it grows stronger. All right, so the original way of living is faith. Faith is a connection with God, a rapport with Him, and I'm going to talk about that more later. But basically, faith is the ideal human being. The spiritual person lives a life of faith. And faith is knowing without knowing how you know. You just know. And you follow that knowing and you trust it. You know, what do they say? Trust your gut, trust your hunches. Well, it's like that. You know, wordlessly, you just know and you trust it. And even if other people don't see things the way you do, somehow you know you're seeing it right. And there's no emotion involved, you just see clearly. That is faith. And it also means following, let's see, how can I say this? Living intuitively, like Einstein. He made his discoveries intuitively. Christopher Columbus just sort of knew that he had to sail, and he knew there was something there for him to find. And Moses, he knew that he had to leave the wealth and riches of the Pharaoh's household and go to be with his own people. He just saw clearly that was the way to go. So it was a life of faith. And the great entrepreneurs, you know, people like Steve Jobs, who founded Apple Computer, or Sam Walton, who founded Walmart stores, or J.C. Penney, people like that. They followed their intuition, and it led them to what they were meant to accomplish. That's about the best way I could say it. Let's talk about different aspects of faith. You probably never thought of it this way, but faith is like common sense. It's also what we call intuition, what you know in your heart wordlessly. And it's also conscience. Or when we don't follow our intuition, then we have conflict, and it's called conscience. And it's like 20/20 hindsight. It's your connection with God, which we feel as conscience, is when He, through conscience, is trying to make you aware that you're not living, not doing as He would like. So those are aspects of faith, actually, facets of faith. And then faith is basically what you know in your heart. People can say all kinds of stuff, but somehow you know what they're saying is not true. Or they say all kinds of stuff and you kind of doubt what they're saying. Because faith has this, is dependent, not the faith itself, but your response. Belief, trust, a quiet knowing, you just know and you don't doubt it. But what do? We doubt. Let's take intuition, for example. We doubt our intuition. You're going to go out with some guy and somehow you sense that he's no good, or you sense that there's something not totally honest about him, but you disregard that intuition. You go out with him anyway. You see what I mean? And then later you say, oh, I should have, you could kick yourself. What did I do that for? See, you had a hunch, but you doubted it. You disregarded it. You poo-pooed it. You believed more in what other people say, see, but that's the story of the human race. I'm ad-libbing now, but I can't stop myself. That's the story of the human race, and it began with Adam. He believed more what came through his wife, and what she said was coached by the serpent who stood behind her. He believed more in what she was saying than in what he had heard from God. All right, so how do we hear from God now? Well, the way we hear from God now is conscience, intuition, what you know in your heart. All right, so now let me continue reading here. When we doubt it, in other words, when we doubt what we know in our heart, or when we seek to move on our own apart from God, such as when we move hastily, ambitiously, or angrily, we fall away from the domain of faith and love. And any energy to move after we have fallen away from faith, fallen away from our connection with the domain of God and His right way, then any energy is not going to come from Him. It must come from below as a compensation for what we lost from above. So there you have it.
Hi. Did you know that Roland has many free resources to help you in your Christian walk? For example, Roland has made many informative sermons and lectures, which can be watched at YouTube 24/7. Roland also has made a simple Christian meditation to help you de-stress and eliminate anger and resentment that interfere with prayer and the Christian walk. Where can you find these free resources? Simple, at sheddingshackles.com. At sheddingshackles.com, you can also listen to Roland's radio shows. So, what are you waiting for? Start taking advantage of Roland's free resources today. Once again, the web address is sheddingshackles.com. Blessings.
When you live by faith, you just see and you just know. Or you see and you just move according to what you see. What you know is right. You take one step at a time. And if there's something not quite right about what you're doing, you'll become aware of it. Your conscience will make you know. Otherwise, you just proceed. So it's just effortless. And even more than that, real faith connects you so close to God that His energy flows through you. His love flows through you. And we call it love. It's a continuous energy from God, and this energy then is how you live and move and have your being. You have a totally different energy, but when you fall away from that, but when I talk about that, I'm talking about something that you have never experienced, because all you've ever known is doubt, listening to other people, and then emotion. That's all you've ever known, excitement, anger, hurt feelings. That's all you've ever known is emotion. You were born fallen away from Him, but you still had a tether. You know, you've seen astronauts floating outside of their space shuttle, and you see them tethered to the space shuttle. If that tether is broken, then they go floating away, don't they? So you have a tether to God, and it's your conscience or what you know in your heart. Even when you were a little tiny kid, if you saw someone being real mean or unfair, you just knew they were being mean or unfair. Nobody had to teach you. You just knew it. Well, that's your connection. That connection, you don't want to lose touch with your intuition and your conscience, which most of us do. You want to stay close to it. And most of us, we fall away from it, but then as years go by and we mess up and we suffer and we cause suffering and we're miserable and we spread misery, and some of us will cry out for true answers and we realize that our conscience, our intuition, what we knew in our heart was our lodestar that we never should have ignored or doubted. You see what I mean? But anyway, so falling away from faith, we then don't have this love energy from God, and so we have to compensate. And we compensate with emotion. Emotion is the energy which we move with. So now what I was saying is, I gave some examples. For example, when you move hastily, you have fallen away from the timeless realm of God, and now you feel time pressure. And somebody else out there pressures you. If you don't grab this bargain right now, it's only good for the next 3 hours. And if you don't grab it, then you won't be able to get it, and you feel pressure. And so you move hastily. And there you are, and there's the grocery line, and you see somebody heading toward it, and you rush to try to get ahead of them. And you forget about fairness. You forget about compassion, about love for other people. You forget about what Christ said, do unto others you would have them do unto you. Love others as you love yourself. See what I mean? So being selfish, you move hastily, you move ambitiously. And when else do we fall away from this domain of faith and love? When we get angry, when we're resentful towards somebody and judge them, we fall away from it. See? And also when we doubt it. When we doubt it, then you're separated. See, doubt separates you from it. Belief joins you. Doubt separates you. And then when you have doubted, you have no choice. Your physical being, in order to do anything, you must generate emotion. That's the substitute energy to move with. So I'll say it again. Emotion is a compensation. You see, this lower energy. Now, this emotion, I'm reading again, which is animal, fortifies us and makes us feel right in our wrong. All right, so now you're wrong. Why? Because you fell away from faith. You fell away from love. You're selfish. You're ambitious. See, you're hasty, or you're moving under outside pressure, which you shouldn't be. And there's something wrong with all of that, but you don't want to feel wrong. But emotion rises, and when you're angry, you feel like you're right, even though you're wrong. See, when you're excited about something, it feels right, even though it may not be right. And so emotion rises, and it supports you, and it makes you feel like you're right when you're not right. It makes you feel right in your wrong. But later, when emotion subsides, then what? Then you're left with the after effects of this lower energy. Instead of love, instead of faith, you have various emotions. You're drained, you're tired, you're spent, and there's some kind of a residue from all of your excitements in the body that has to be eliminated. You know, your body has to eliminate the buildup of chemicals from your excessive emotions. What other residue is there from your emotions? Well, while you were angry and excited, you were selfish. You said things and did things, and you forgot about love and what's really important in life. And so you hurt other people and betrayed them and confused them. See? And you feel empty. And why do you feel empty? Because you are empty. You don't have enlightened insights and joys and wonderful blessings of thoughts and realizations that come from above. And you're not filled with love. You're just empty. You're separated from God and you feel empty. And so when the emotional drug, it's like a drug, when the emotion wears off, then you have to come face to face with your own wrong. And if you stayed just with that, if you just stayed with this sense of wrong and you could bear the pain of it and it caused you to cry out for true answers, then you might be on the verge of turning things around and looking for this higher way of existing. But most of us, all of us, as long as we're unwilling to repent, we're unwilling to admit we're wrong, we resent the emptiness, and we fill ourselves with excuses and blame. We blame other people. We turn to alcohol, drugs, or pills to take away the anxiety and the pain. We throw ourselves into our work to escape from realizing truth. See? And so a lot of times when we're sitting there and the truth begins to dawn on us, then we become mean and we lash out at someone else in order to generate the emotions we need to escape into those emotions. So for the incorrigible egotist, facing the truth about themselves is the very last thing they would ever want to do. And so when all emotion is spent, they can just sit there and pout in a self-made hell. Why? Because heaven feels like hell to the upside-down ego. See, the light of truth shines, shows the ego that it's wrong, and it doesn't want to admit it's wrong, and so it feels like hell. But if the person were to turn around, if the person were to come back to truth and have a change of heart about things, well, then heaven would be heavenly, see? And it would be warm. The light from God would enlighten and warm the soul. But for the hell-bound ego, that refuses to admit it's wrong, then the light from God burns. And it will do anything to escape from that, as long as it doesn't want to repent and admits it's wrong. So, knowing all of that, don't you think it's time to start rethinking your belief in emotions and realize that, which you knew this all along anyway, you knew that calm is the way to go. You knew that excessive emotion is not good. Observe emotions. Stand back and observe them. Somewhere in your past, you failed and fell, either in the mind or also out in reality. Emotions then rose to power thoughts, wishes, and improper intent and actions of lower origin. So observe those emotions and see them for what they are. You just quietly watch them. Then they diminish and you become calmer. I also said if you find yourself emotional, then take a step back. Take a mental step back and wait until emotion subsides. Then when you can, meditate for detachment and to get recentered. So now you understand all emotion is compensation. The original way of living for human beings is by faith.
The Polish composer Frédéric Chopin wrote many nocturnes for piano. A meditation moment. I'm Jeremiah Trujillo. The nocturnes should be played with some rubato. Rubato is a speeding up or slowing down of the tempo without changing the overall pace of the music. It's like bending the tempo. A little slower here and a little faster there to make the music more expressive. One of Chopin's nocturnes is featured as music on Shedding Shackles. The nocturnes help me be seen and heard as a pianist, and I'm glad that the public gives me the space to do it. Find more inspiration for your day at SheddingShackles.com.
Do you remember in Star Trek, the television series Star Trek, the original one with Kirk and Spock and Scotty? Well, do you remember that Spock had some kind of a Vulcan mind meld, you know, where he would put his hands on somebody else's head and somehow he was able to communicate mind to mind. Well, that's kind of what faith is. But it's not some kind of a far out thing, but it's not an intellectual thing either. And it's not a thing of study. See, study disables faith. Proof disables faith. You don't need to study. Everything you need to know will come from God. You don't need proof. You don't need proof that Jesus existed historically, or that God created the universe. You don't need proof. You just know. That's all. You just know. See how simple it is? How beautiful? How easy to just know? Like, you know, 1 + 1 = 2. You just know. and the way a bird knows how to build a nest. See, you just know. So that's it. So that's so simple. But then what is the energy of it? The energy is a love energy. And then you have love. And this love cancels out the resentment. It cancels out the hate. It cancels out. So you don't have the old emotions anymore. You lay them down. You lay down the ambitious striving for knowledge. And now you become kind of like a nothing. And, you know, the people who are the movers and shakers, well, they no longer have any use for you. Before, you were part of their kingdom, if you will, because you wanted something. You wanted their perks, their approval. You wanted promotion. But now they have no use for you. And the average person, they don't understand the love that is in you, the wisdom that is in your simplicity, the deepness that is in your quietness. They don't understand the love that is in your force. Yes, sometimes you have to be stern and strong. And when you are, it's love, but they don't sense it. It's like tough love. But to them, they think you're angry. You see what I mean? So they don't get it. But yeah, some people will respect you. They will see that good in you and they respect it. And your family will love you. But the world won't have much use for you. It won't understand you. And when it sees that it can't have its way with you anymore, then it just usually, for the most part, just leaves you alone. Which is good because then you have plenty of time to learn more about things, about God and His creation, and more time to thoughtfully ponder the meaning of existence and so on. And thereby you grow to become a spiritual person. And this love operating through you and the faith by which you live, they are part and parcel of your changing from within to become the totally spiritual person. Yeah, you still have a body. Yeah, you're still upon the earth, but you have a whole new way of living and moving and having your being. You become transformed. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.sheddingshackles.com. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is sheddingshackles.com. Please remember that Shedding Shackles is listener-supported. Thank you.
Shedding Shackles is sponsored by Roland Trujillo.